Corey, in a game like this where both sides understand where they'll be next week pretty well, how do you balance, you know, learning from this game but also looking ahead to what's next?
We had quite a few regulars out tonight, but I thought the first half of that first period we were just standing around watching them and they were skating around us making plays, and but after that it's all about work, and we battled hard, and it's just one of those games where the way you started, it just wasn't there.
How much of a different mindset do you enter this game when there are so many guys out of the lineup?
Yeah, I mean, it's not easy replacing six guys that play over 18-20 minutes a night. I thought we battled hard. They're a great team. They had their full lineup. They're ready for in their playoff mode, and they came out hard.
What do you think? When you look at the lineup and you realize who you're not playing and then you see who they are playing, it's almost like a preseason game on the road, yeah. And you're a rookie again. How do you go into that game and think, what's the goal? What's the aim when you go in that game?
It's just about good habits. Just working hard, just keeping it simple. It's not the easiest thing to do, but we're all professional here. We're all NHL players, and I thought after that first period, our game came alive. We started skating, and we started to play with the puck a little bit more, and we weren't just standing there watching them skate around.
As we speak, you might play Vegas, but it looks maybe like you play LA.
Yeah, we're just talking about that.
Do you care, and what do you think?
I don't think it doesn't really matter. They're both tremendous teams. And it's just a matter of wait and see, and then we'll go from there.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.